Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and in this summer season, I'm so glad that you're joining us, whether by radio or by internet. Let me welcome you to this broadcast of the Word of Grace for Sunday the 14th of August 2022, whether you are in the Eastern Townships or further afield. I'm so glad that you join us here on CGMQ and taking the time to hear the Word of God. My name is Nigel Parker, and I'm the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. We'd be delighted if you were able to join us in person at our Sunday services at 10:30 a.m. at 256 Rue Queen Street. But you can also join us through our Facebook page or YouTube channel where our morning worship is live streamed. Our opening psalm is Psalm 82, some selected verses. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awaken your might. Come and save us. Restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. Let your hand rest on the one on your right hand, the Son of Man you've raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved.
Jesus, how I love Jesus.
Let us pray. Faithful God, we gather today in the presence of that great cloud of witnesses who have worshipped you in song and service for centuries. Our praise joins theirs as we fix our eyes on Jesus and wait for your Spirit to guide us. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, for though our lives were a wasteland, you cherished us and gave us life again. And when our human race returned only in gratitude to you, you sent your Son Jesus to be the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. His preaching kindled a fire and divided the living from the dead. He endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and was baptized in suffering and death. You raised him to life and seated him at your right hand, and are now strengthening us for the race before us, so that with those faithful witnesses of all generations, we may receive your promises and be made perfect. As we contemplate your great love and mercy revealed in Jesus Christ, renew our faith to follow him through suffering and through celebration, trusting in the new life you promise in his name. We confess we fail to live up to your hopes for us. Instead of love and kindness, we produce anger and resentment. Instead of generosity, we produce greed and jealousy. Forgive us, O God. In your mercy, renew us in the fruit of the Spirit, through the grace of Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, has endured the cross so that our sins will be forgiven and we will be made perfect with the faithful of all ages. Sisters and brothers, our sins are forgiven. Let us be at peace. Amen. Gospel reading from Luke chapter 12, verses 49 to 59. Jesus said, "I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on there will be five in one family, divided against each other, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law." He said to the crowd, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, 'It's going to rain,' and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, 'It's going to be hot,' and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? As you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled on the way, or your adversary may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny."
Hidden snares often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by.
I have an app on my smartphone which carries the weather forecast. I'm sure you probably have the same. You can set the location of the forecast to anywhere in the world. So while I have it set for my current location, I also have it set for Aberdeen in northeast Scotland, where I used to live and where my family still stay. You can also have your weather app set for an hourly forecast for the next 12 hours, or for 3 hours for the next 36 hours, or a daily forecast for the next 14 days. All kinds of ways of forecasting. Sometimes right and sometimes wrong, but more often than not, better than nothing. Red sky at night, sailors or shepherds' delight. Red sky in the morning, sailors or shepherds' warning. It's actually pretty good forecasting as a piece of homespun wisdom. Jesus, in our passage, refers to the forecasting of the weather and being able to discern the face of the sky. It was commonly held that when clouds arose from the west, that a shower was coming. Well, that's not difficult, because that was the direction of the Mediterranean Sea. But a wind blowing from the south meant hot weather in Palestine. It was the direction of the Arabian Desert. So again, it was a pretty good rule of thumb. But Jesus isn't interested about forecasting the weather here. We need to discern what Jesus means by this comparison. What would it have meant to those who heard Jesus speak that day? And what does it mean for us when Jesus asks us, "Can you not read the times?" In Luke 7, John the Baptist was in prison, wondering if he'd got the message right. Was John the Baptist right in pointing to Jesus? Was Jesus the right person? Or was John jumping ahead of himself? Surely, he thought, Jesus was going to bring in the reign of God and chase these nasty Romans out. But that wasn't happening. So he sent messengers to Jesus to ask if he really was the Messiah. At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind, says Luke 7:21. Continuing verse 22, so Jesus replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." Jesus was sending a message to John the Baptist. Can you not read the times? And that's what he's saying to the time of his own generation. Can you not read the times? They should have been paying attention to Jesus' miracles and his message. Jesus repeatedly demonstrated God's power over disease, demons, nature, and even death itself. God's kingdom was coming in Jesus. And he said again and again that he was indeed the Christ, the anointed one, sent by God to seek and to save the lost. In a few months, God would provide the ultimate proof that Jesus was indeed the Son of God and Saviour of sinners by raising him back to life. Could they not read the times? But what about our times? Surely the coming crisis for us will be greater, for we live on the resurrection side of the cross of Jesus. We have the completion of the Bible. We've seen the amazing expansion of the Church of Jesus Christ. We've witnessed the remarkable transformation of sinners. Because of his influence, the life and teachings of Jesus have been more closely scrutinized than any life in human history. Some have concluded that Jesus was a liar who deceived countless thousands of people in the time in which he lived and billions since. Some have approached a study of his life with an attitude of skepticism, only to arrive on the other side of their spiritual and intellectual journey as firm believers in the deity of Jesus Christ. And a number of people have chosen the middle ground, in which they acknowledge that Jesus was an amazing teacher and a good man, but deny that he was the Son of God. Though Jesus has been the most analysed person ever to walk the earth, still the most common response to the life of Jesus is simply apathy. It seems the majority of the billions of people who have lived since the early first century have approached the person of Jesus neither intently nor earnestly. If most people who have lived since the death of Jesus Christ were asked what they thought about him, they would probably have to respond, "I don't know. I've never really given him much thought." Dear friends, can you not read the times? What is God doing in these times? In these times of war and conflict and disease and greed and the like? Jesus urges people to interpret the time. Well, some parts of the church claim to be really good at this, and they see the hand of judgment in every terrible thing that happens in the world. And they blame 9/11 or Hurricane Katrina or the earthquake in Haiti or the war in Ukraine as on some aspect of God's judgment as a sign of Jesus' imminent return. Yet can you not read the times? Jesus said that one of the signs of his return was the way that life would just go on, a comparison to the days of Noah when people ate and drank as well as being married and being given in marriage. These are the end times, all the times, and he will come at a time we think not. The signs of the times is that we're always living in the end times. Do not look at the inflation rate or the exchange rate or the seismograph or the level of terrorist alert for signs of God's judgment. Look at Jesus. If God has revealed himself so completely and graciously in Jesus, is he not therefore going to come in judgment for those who will reject his ways? Can you not read the times? Yet if he has not yet come back, then he must be watching and waiting. Patiently waiting, giving grace upon grace for people to turn to him and find the word of life. Can you not read the signs of the times? That these are the times when God is calling to you. Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right, said Jesus. As you're going with your adversary towards the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled on the way. Or your adversary may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you've paid the last penny. Can you not read the times? These are the times to get right with God before Jesus returns. These are the times of his patience and grace, not his judgment and wrath. Can you not read the times? These are the times for Christians to be busy about the Lord's work, doing what he has commanded us. To be busy in worship and witness, prayer and service, love and giving. We must observe whatsoever Jesus commanded us. We need to keep the focus on this mission. We need to remain expectant of the return of Jesus. We must not grow faint or weary. What Jesus told the people that day applies to us as well. Let the Lord find us busy at his work when the time of our death or of his return comes. Our faith is based on Jesus Christ and not on a spiritual weather forecast. Spiritual weather forecasters get it wrong too often.
Thou, O Lord, remainest forever. Thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever, and forsake us so long a time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory.
Let us pray. Father, sometimes your word dismays and unsettles us. We don't like to hear about divine fire and judgment and division. Make us courageous and steadfast in our faith. Give us ears to rightly hear and hearts to rightly repent. And give us grace to show the fruits of repentant faith to your glory and for the nourishment of your people. Make your church a faithful witness to your word of gospel and grace. When it must speak of fire, judgment, or sin, let it do so humbly and lovingly, but also honestly and fearlessly. Help it always to point to Jesus, the merciful pioneer and perfecter of faith, and the salvation for whom the world languishes. Renew the faith, increase the zeal, and strengthen the deeds of everyone in this radio congregation. May the purifying of your Holy Spirit sweep through us, so that what we say and do is in accordance with your word, and so that through us your will would be accomplished in the lives of many people. Establish your peace among the nations, tribes, clans, sects, and communities of this world. No plan or project of ours can heal the seeds of wickedness and violence in our hearts, and thus we plead, heal, purify, guide, direct the people and the leaders of every human endeavour in accordance with your will and for our common good. We pray for everyone who's afflicted by the powers of sin and evil and death, and we most especially remember before you those nearest and dearest to us, perhaps in our own families and friendship circles, or within the family of the faith communities that we belong to. Be their sure hope and strong deliverer. Strengthen their faith in times of trial. Bring them safely into the fellowship of those who love them and into closer communion with you. Hear our prayers, gracious Father, offered through the power of the Spirit and for the sake of your dear Son, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On the bright and cloudy morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. From the dawn to setting sun, let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over and the work on earth is done, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.